Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing the back cover of Heroes Unlimited Second Edition, Q Balloons, Q Confetti. We're all done with this book after today. It's the last page. It's not the last episode of the season. We've got one more episode to go, a wrap-up about my poor, dumb, unlikable baby, Borgen, my big pug girl, who we've been creating throughout this book. Tomorrow, we're going to finalize her superhero name and her origin and all that stuff, kind of wrap up and complete that character. And that'll be a great day for, like, final thoughts and for me to get all heartfelt and give you my earnest podcast voice opinions about how much I love this game deep down, for real. But let's not do that today. You know, it's like the last day of class. It's like you're all going off to college. This is your last day as a senior in high school. All of this is about to not matter anymore. You're receiving what is theoretically your last day of instruction or assessment or whatever. But in fact, who gives a fuck? You don't. I don't. I mean, I have to pretend that I do. I've got to put on my slacks and my button-down shirt and pretend that I showed up for work today. But the reality is, everyone knows this doesn't matter. This page is an afterthought. It's not even a page. It's the back cover of the book. We've said really everything there is to say about Heroes Unlimited. So today, let's just goof off. Like, here's a worksheet, guys. Let's watch a movie, you know? We do have material to goof off because the back cover of Heroes Unlimited contains the following. Number one, an ad for ninjas and super spies. Boring. We've already talked about it. Not only have we already talked about the ad for Ninjas and Super Spies, we've already talked about every single goddamn page of Ninjas and Super Spies back in season one, which, by the way, if you're new to the show, hello, thank you for listening. There is a first season you may not have heard, so during the hiatus between seasons two and three, please feel free to go back and binge season one. That's what the Megasodes are for. Ninjas and Super Spies was a lot of fun, but I've already said all I want to say about it, except, asterisk, after talking about transdimensional TMNT, and all the offshoots of the TMNT franchise, I do intend at some point to do a special episode where I make a mutant capybara who does capoeira, that special martial art from the Rifter. So we will be revisiting Ninjas and Super Spies at some point so that I can engage in this extremely tenuous wordplay. But other than that, I've said everything I want to say. We also get an ad on this back cover for Palladium Fantasy RPG and for Rifts. All these come with bullet points with like the top selling points of the game, I guess. And one of them for Rifts is bullet point, incredible power. Which, number one, tells you who they're trying to sell Rifts to. Rifts is for the discriminating preteen gamer who thinks, why make believe being powerful when I could make believe being incredibly powerful? But also, secondly, because I'm bitter, let me point out, you're selling your flagship game on the basis of incredible power. This very game, Heroes Unlimited, used to have unlimited power in it, but you fucking cut it out. Maybe put that on the back cover as a warning. Warning, this game no longer offers unlimited power. You wouldn't do that because you're cowards. People would just buy the revised edition then. So you concealed it from the public. But I have figured it out. By the way, speaking of hurtful and possibly legally actionable omissions and misrepresentations on the back of this book, that brings us to the final thing, the dumbest thing on this page. The back cover of this book has a bunch of bullet points about what you'll find inside Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition, right? These are all the big features to differentiate this book, not so much from other Palladium games, but from all the other games on the market. Back in the glory days of the late 90s, going down to your friendly local gaming store. It was kind of a strange boom period for variety in RPGs. You know, right before D20 showed up and kind of steamrolled everybody, but after the early dominance of D&D, a lot of smaller games were big at that time in the hobby. So you got all these games to choose from. The bullet points on the back of this book exist to tell you, the late 90s gaming customer, why you should choose Heroes Unlimited over a whole bevy of different RPGs. What makes Heroes Unlimited such hot shit? Why should I pick Heroes Unlimited? And there are a bunch of things here that I can't argue with. For example, over 100 super abilities. Yeah, there are. I checked. I did count. It's hard to do an episode about back covers. What do you want from me? Scores of subpowers. Over 40 psionic powers. Over 100 magic spells. 352 pulse-pounding pages. 32 flavors. 7 special herbs and spices. These are just numbers. They don't mean anything. We got a rundown here of all the different character types in the game. Aliens, mutants, cyborgs, robots, martial artists, wizard experiments, super geniuses, which are kind of in this game, vigilantes, and more, plus the optional mega hero, and they formatted the fuck out of mega hero. Both words are capitalized, it's hyphenated, it's italicized, and it's got a trademark next to it. If I'm being honest, you should read it like, mega hero! As in, Kevin Sambita is personally disappointed in you for wanting to play a mega hero! But this is all just pretty prosaic, right? This is just numbers, it's just lists, none of this is terribly interesting. There's one bullet point that really caught my attention, though. And this is the dumbest thing on this page. Well, this back cover. Quote, skills, special abilities, fast playing combat, and more. So, okay, you gotta sell your book. But why you gotta lie? Like, why you gotta lie to us? And more than that, like, I don't even think it is a lie, really. I think it is a staggering lack of self-awareness. I was just talking about how this was an interesting time in the hobby, right? There were a lot of games out that had relatively a big market share, right? A big presence in gaming stores, too. And aside from direct competition from other superhero games, there was also just a lot of other stuff going on in the hobby at this time, a lot of other games that were becoming influential and becoming popular. And it's as though Palladium had no concept of them. It's as though Palladium never noticed that there were other role-playing games since AD&D. Because, like, advertising that your game has skills on the back cover. I mean, okay, if this is basic D&D days, you know, if this is early D&D and you're printing this like crudely illustrated zine and you're saying, hey, play our game. It's also got orcs and dungeons just like the other role-playing game, but our game has a skill system. It's what you've been clamoring for in your dank basements and your hobby shops. Across the land, grognards have been stroking their giant beards and thinking, why isn't my character good at anything? Why can't my character do skills other than killing? Wouldn't it be an interesting role-playing experience if a character had a history and personality and therefore were able to, for example, swim well or climb a wall? Those days existed, I guess, right? Because D&D like, was pretty rough and kind of came into shape in stages. This is not that, though. This is 1998. Think about what other games are on the shelf next to Heroes Unlimited at this time. Many of them have been around. GURPS has been around. Paranoia, Ars Magica, Warhammer Fantasy Roleplaying, they've all been around. West End's Star Wars, right? A lot of different stuff. Then in the 90s, you get this boom of additional games that are innovative, right? Amber Diceless is out by this time. Vampire the Masquerade, not just Vampire the Masquerade, virtually the entire World of Darkness line. If you want to know how deep we are into World of Darkness, if you want to know how far we have reached down into the figurative pickle barrel of horror tropes, Werewolf the Wild West, you know, the horror game about that most iconic of horror creatures, the werewolf cowboy, it came out the year before Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition. We're deep down in the fucking well with horror games. Big Eyes Small Mouth is around. An anime game where, I mean, you want to talk about playing fucking robots, Big Eyes Small Mouth, say what you will about it, but it is a game when it tells you you can play a giant robot, you can play a giant robot. Transforming robot, magic robot, whatever the fuck you want. If you want to play a ridiculous robot, Big Eyes Small Mouth is your game. I mean, goddamn, Feng Shui came out a couple years before Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition. In that environment, imagine having the balls to put this game, Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition, on the shelf in the same store as GURPS and say, buy this game. It has skills. Imagine putting this game on the shelf next to Feng Shui and saying, buy our game. It's got fast playing combat. Compared to what? Compared to a fucking play-by-mail game from the 1970s where we're simulating the entirety of the fucking Napoleonic Wars? What by what metric can we say that Heroes Unlimited has fast-playing combat? Certainly not compared to other games of its era. This would be like if Big Eyes Small Mouth were advertised as the Big Eyes Small Mouth combat simulation system, and the cover were like World War II war game minis being pushed around on a map of Africa. By the way, speaking of covers, I gotta give a real mention, by the by, to a game from this time that actually was extremely misleading on the cover, the Street Fighter role-playing game, if you're ever able to track it down. It was an interesting White Wolf game, used basically the same mechanics as the World of Darkness system, and the cover of the core book was done in this weird realistic style, like not the art style of the arcade game, nor the art style of the interior of the book, but this strange, like realistic nighttime scene with, I think, like Cammy and Ryu, makes it look like they're about to go cry on a rooftop in the rain about the angst of being Street Fighters. It's very goofy, and it's not a million miles away from what Heroes Unlimited is doing by advertising fast-playing combat on the back cover. The problem with the Street Fighter role-playing game, at least, you know, in the core book, at least on that cover, at least from a marketing perspective, is that White Wolf thought what they had to bring to the table was this, like, hip, edgy, dark and brooding brand that they could use to spin the Street Fighter franchise into tabletop RPG gold. Quite the contrary. What White Wolf actually had on its hands with Street Fighter was an extremely goofy game, totally, tonally inconsistent with their World of Darkness games, but actually arguably a better fit for their system, and something fun and wacky and goofy to play for fans who, I feel at this point, were probably pretty well saturated with mopey monsters. I love mopey monsters, don't get me wrong. If there's one player character concept I fucking love to play, I can't get enough of, ask my friends, it's horrible people who cry a lot. But Street Fighter was something different, it was something goofy. That's the strength of that game. And the cover betrays either not caring or not knowing that that was the strength of the game, trying to sell it on the basis of something it categorically was not. And the same thing is true of Heroes Unlimited. Although in Palladium's case, I don't think it was like a marketing department. In Heroes Unlimited's case, I think it was the author. I think it was the whole company. I think that Palladium did not and probably still does not understand what is good about Heroes Unlimited. I think Palladium is under the misapprehension that Heroes Unlimited is an expansive, fast-paced, no-holds-barred superhero game that allows you to do whatever you want and backs you up with an exceptionally well-thought-out skill system, combat system, and experience advancement system. In fact, all of those things pretty much are garbage. The skills, which are advertised on the back of this book as a selling point, are terrible. Ill-chosen, way too many of them, given to characters in totally the wrong way, and uncustomizable for the most part. I mean, how do you even make a comic book superhero game where you can't spend points or make choices or do anything to be especially good at a particular skill? It's ludicrous. The combat system is terrible, and its flaws are exacerbated by the number of goddamn actions the superheroes get. It takes forever. And for all that this game is called Heroes Unlimited and, you know, theoretically allows you to do anything, like, I mean, you can house rule anything, I guess. But, I mean, the power level tops out way below many, many, if not most, of the most popular superheroes from comic books. You can't do a robot with superpowers. Your magical character options are severely limited. Like, there's a character class for being a firearms inventor, and you still can't invent a fucking firearm. That's how limited this game is. The reason this single line is the dumbest thing in this back cover, for my money, is because with it, Palladium has essentially sifted through 352 pages of content that is, in many cases, compelling and bizarre and kind of demands to be bought and put on your gaming shelf, and they've pulled out virtually the worst things in the game to advertise on the back. They should have let me write the copy for the back cover of this book, you know, assuming that they had like a time machine. I was a tiny boy at this time. Here's what should have been on the back of this book. Big bullet point list. Bam. Random as shit. Bam. Doesn't make any sense! Exclamation point. Bam! Play a stage magician who can't do anything but juggle. Bam! Oh, and by the way, he attacks people with bags full of ashes and dirt. Bam! Play aliens with a totally unsound physiology that'll barely operate in an Earth atmosphere. Bam! Every character is a trained boxer. Bam! No boring social skills. Bam! Basic, essential rules that you'll still be arguing about 20 years later. This game is everything it wants you to believe it's not. It is extremely limited, but extremely specific. It's compelling in its complexity, even though it's slow as fucking molasses. It doesn't allow you to be an immensely powerful superhero. On the contrary, it allows you to be some joker in a cape who's probably going to get killed by a machine gun in the first fight in the campaign, until you wise up and reincarnate to your next player character life as Captain Machine Gun and give the goons a taste of their own medicine. It's just all fucked up, but it's fun. You know what? Forget everything I said before. Two bullet points, all you need. Bam. All fucked up. Bam. Still fun. It's honest, and it's all you need to know. That would be enough to get someone to open the book and flip through. And at that point, you know what? If this is the game for you, you're going to realize that you've found your fucked up gaming home. So that's it for Heroes Unlimited. Join me tomorrow as we wrap up with Borgen and put a big pink pug girl bow on Season 2 on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.